Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Ken Parr. This morning, my guest is Scott Sandlin, who's Vice President of Shaw's Hard Surface Business. Scott, how you doing?
Great, Camp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm glad to catch up with you. I was out of town last week, and you guys announced that you were going to spend some money at your hardwood plant in South Pittsburgh, I think $40 million. I wanted to get into the details on that in just a minute. Before we get into that, though, let me just ask you how the business is on the hard surface side now.
The hard surface business is good. We've had a good year here at Shaw. Our customers have been good to us, and I think overall the hard surface business is holding its own.
And, you know, we're seeing these trends at the tail end of this recession as things start to recover, where in the ratio of hard surface to soft, there's probably a little bit more on the hard surface side. Is that what you're seeing?
I think so, Kemp. I kind of line up with the fact that whether it's commercial or residential, people are going to put the product down and the end use that makes the most sense for them. So I think all those things kind of balance out. But I do think it's fair to say the hard surface business is a little more active than the soft side, but I don't think a tremendous amount.
Well, another thing we've seen this year, and it's great to get a business leader on the interview here so you can address this, but that we've seen a lot of price increases on the hard surface side, specifically in the hardwood category. Talk about that if you would.
Well, and it's primarily on the solid side, but both the engineered side as well as the log prices and the raw material prices on the lumber side have gone up. Kemp, really primarily due to supply, and that supply has been hampered for a couple reasons. I think most folks know it around the country. We've probably had the wettest spring and summer we've ever had, I know in my lifetime in this part of the world. And then a lot of the sawmills just aren't there any longer. So it's been a little tight, and it's forced us to raise a little bit. But again, I think the marketplace has accepted it pretty well.
All right, well, let's talk about this expansion. Most people would know that this plant in South Pittsburgh, and for those of you that don't know where that is, that's about 25 miles west of Chattanooga, just off I-24. And that was a plant that Shaw owned. I think it was a yarn plant, and you converted it to a hardwood plant. How many years ago was that?
It was about 7.5, 8 years ago is when the project started. Mm-hmm. And it was. It was an old spun yarn plant right in South Pittsburgh, which is a little community that just outside of Chattanooga that was very dependent on that plant.
And so you converted it, and that plant up to this point has been where you've done your Epic Core engineered hardwood products. That's kind of the focus for that plant, isn't it?
Yes, that's it. It's our Epic plant. That's the only thing we make there is Epic hardwood.
And so you're announcing that you're going to spend $40 million. That's a sizable chunk. And let me just review real quick. Shaw's been doing a lot of spending of capital money recently. You spent some money in China building a modular carpet plant. You've announced that you're going to build another modular carpet plant in Adairsville. I think that's $85 million. And then you recently announced that you're going to update some extrusion and distribution, another $100 million. And now this $40 million on top of that. So sizable investments are coming through right now. So that's good to hear.
Hey, you know me, as a Tennessee grad, those numbers are probably out of my league. But the investments are positive because our business is turning back around. And I think, you know, our management team from Vance on down through said, you know, early on, some of the cuts we're going to have to make, we're going to come back aggressive on the back end of this thing and maintain our leadership position and do what we got to do for our customers. And it just takes those investments to get us back to where we need to make sure we're servicing our customers in the proper way.
So $40 million in South Pittsburgh, and you just told me that's really just an engineered plant. Give me some more details if you can.
Well, we're just upping the capacity. Our capacity has been strained a little bit on the engineered wood side as the business has come back, and we just feel like that format, the Epic format, is the best format, both from a sustainability and environmental perspective, really down to performance. And so that's why we wanted to put a lot of money into that facility. It'll increase the production sizably. And it's on the heels of a lot of investments we've made in our other Plied engineered plants as well. So really our first investments were in our Plied plants, and now we're coming back with our Epic format and increasing that capacity quite substantially.
Now, the word you were just saying is plied. So you're talking about the engineered that you do where it's adhered to a plywood?
Absolutely. We kind of break it down into two areas, Epic and Apply Core. There's demand for both in the marketplace, and both businesses are really good. So we've upped capacity in both areas, but the largest investment's on the Epic format.
Now, your release that came out last week said that that plant right now employs about 200. And with this expansion, you'll add about 65 people, right?
Yeah, Kemp, I think at the end of the day that the number of people could change slightly, but it'll up the number considerably. And again, I pointed out earlier, that's real important to that community. As you know, living in Chattanooga, it's a very small community. And these are different type jobs. These are jobs that require more technical skills. And this facility is very automated. So these are good jobs that we're proud to bring to that community.
Actually, if you're not making hardwood for Shaw, your only other option, I guess, is to make those lodge skillets. Is that right?
Hey, those things, you know what? Without those, though, we wouldn't have very good cornbread.
Yeah. Right. Back to the plant in just a minute. As part of this expansion, does that also mean a bigger footprint for the building or just adding investments inside?
As you can imagine, with $40 million, that is a sizable investment in the engineered wood business. So it is buildings, infrastructure, everything. I mean, it is more than just putting some machines in. So, yeah, it's going to change the footprint of the whole plant.
Mm-hmm. And just to remind us real quickly, Epic, the advantage versus ply, it's a blending of sawdust and phenolic resin. Give us a little bit about Epic.
You're using a high-density fiber board as the core instead of a ply core. So number one is just the use of less trees. So from a sustainable perspective, it's really the best product you can buy from a hardwood perspective when it comes to sustainability and environmental purposes. And then from an overall environment on the floor, the product just reacts better. And lastly, I guess, it installs like a dream. Installers love it. And as you know, installers drive a lot of positive things in our business. And when they like a product, customers sell it. And so the installation community really, really gravitated to it because it goes together so well. And, you know, Kemp, we scrape that product as well.
Right.
So we can do every visual. We do everything from smooth high gloss to smooth low gloss to distress to every visual you could imagine.
And that Epic product, it comes in a couple different thicknesses, doesn't it?
Well, today we only do it in one. So we only have one thickness, and that's our 3/8 format. And we're looking into other things. There's the builder community has requested quite a few things from us. We're looking at that as we expand the ability to change thicknesses and widths.
Well, Scott, I appreciate the updates. Good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Scott Sandlin about the expansion in South Pittsburgh, a $40 million investment in engineered hardwood by Shaw Industries. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.